December 30th, 1986. We're at White Hollow Road in Lime Rock, and this is Mrs. Williams. Now let us start, Mrs. Williams. What is your full name?
Reed is my first name, but my very first name is Anna.
Anna Reed Williams.
That's right.
Now, how do you spell Reed?
R-E-E-D.
R-E-E-D. And what was your maiden name?
I was an Owens.
I beg your pardon?
I'm an Owens. Reed Owens.
Reed Owens.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Very good.
But I have used the Williams ever since I was adopted by Mr. Williams, my uncle.
Oh, how old were you when you were adopted?
About 3 or 4.
Mm-hmm. And have you lived here all your life?
No.
No.
No, I was in England.
Oh, you were in England. What part of England do you come from?
Hampstead.
And how old were you when you came here?
I came back to the States. I came back at the war, at the just before the end of the war, 1917. We came back.
Mm-hmm. Were you born here?
I was born in Philadelphia.
Oh, you were born in Philadelphia, and you went from Philadelphia to England.
England.
And then, when you came back in 1917, what part of the States did you come to?
First, we went to Geneva, New York, and then back to New York. Daddy had a business there.
In the city, New York City?
In New York City. And he had had a stroke. And he just couldn't manage it. And his partner died at that flu epidemic.
Oh, yes.
At that time. And so I guess the business just went like that. And we came up here. Mm-hmm. In 1921, I think it was.
What kind of business was he in?
It was a jeweler and optical things.
Was that also in England before he
in
got
England.
Here? The
yes,
same,
he opened and then his he own came. Business in England.
And
he was with the Standard Optical Company when he went over there, but they objected his coming back and forth with his wife to visit the family when someone died, you see. Well, her father died, and so she went over, and he went with her, and they said he shouldn't have left his post.
How old were you when you went to England?
When they took me, I was about four.
Do you remember your original parents?
No,
you don't.
Just my mother once in bed. They took me upstairs. I was about three, I guess, and she. I said, "Oh, my baby," and I was standing at the foot of the bed. I wasn't allowed to go any closer.
Have you learned anything about them? What, who they were? What they were?
Oh yes, I know them.
What kind of work did they do?
Well, my father was an undertaker in Philadelphia. My aunt didn't like that business. She thought it was very bad, and she always said he lectured. But he did, I guess. He instructed a number of younger men too in the business, I guess.
And any brothers or sisters?
Yes, I had a brother and a sister. Uh-huh. They were older, and they've both gone. Uh-huh.
When your parents came here with you to Salisbury in approximately 1921, what did they get involved in?
Well, I don't think they were involved. Daddy just lived here, enjoyed himself with the chickens.
Oh, he retired when he came here?
Yes.
Oh, he retired.
You see, he'd had a stroke.
Oh, yes.
In England, and he wasn't at all well.
And your mother didn't work. They both retired.
No, Mommy was on the telephone trying to get all the ends and pieces together always.
And did they come immediately to Lime Rock and in this area?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
So then you would have been how old when you came to Lime Rock approximately?
I was 19.
I beg your pardon?
I was 19.
Oh, you were 19 when you came here to Lime Rock.
We lived in Kew Gardens for a year or two, or maybe three. I don't know how long it was.
Uh-huh.
Before we came up.
Before you came here. And this isn't the house you lived in when you came here?
Yes.
Oh.
This is the barn. This was the barn, the horse stall, in fact. This is the horse stall. And that was the ice house. And the living room was the carriage house. And my mother came up here and they found this place and they thought, she said, oh yes, we could make a nice house of this. The burned out ruins is down there, you see.
And that was the main house where the rooms are?
And this was just the carriage house and the horse stall and all that.
Uh-huh.
And so that's what they did. They just, these, as you see, these all came over from England, and that's why these cracks are in it.
Uh-huh. They're all the furniture.
These are came over from England.
Ah, great.
There.
Yeah, that's good.
We can't get together. Printing in this heat.
So you live amongst many antiques. you were 19, so that then you attended a school in Philadelphia as well as in England before coming here.
I went to high school down on Long Island.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And for 1 or 2 months I went out to a private school out in New Jersey. I just hated it. So I didn't go back to school. I came back up here. I went down to Philadelphia and went to art school.
Oh, you went to an art school in
Philadelphia? Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. Philadelphia School of Design then in those days. Now it's an institute of, what is it, Institute of Learning or something like that.
Oh, is that what it's called? Yes.
Art and Science.
And the one in, not the one in New York City.
That, it's in Philadelphia.
Oh, it's in Philadelphia.
The
yeah,
big one.
We
hadn't received the $6 million or something like that at that time when I went to school. Mm-hmm. And we had a very nice little happy little red brick building that we lived in. We had our lessons in.
What part of the year did you spend in Philadelphia and what part of the year here?
Winter.
And winters you were at school.
And then up here in the summer.
Can you tell me what you did when you were here in Lime Rock? What did you see, any experience you had at that time?
Well, my mother had a horse and wagon and she used to take us. She drove it. She was, always had a horse before she when she was young and she was first married and a carriage. So she was very comfortable with it. I wouldn't know anything about it until we got our Ford that I enjoyed doing, going around that old crazy yellow thing at walks, you know.
A Model T or
Model T?
Model T, yeah, that's what I started with too.
Yes, I enjoyed that. Had a lovely time. And
What do you remember about the area, just physically? Was it much different than it is now? What was here?
No, it was a very lovely town. There were Richardsons were up on the hill right across the way there. And they had they were very lovely. They had a daughter, Marjorie, who was a few years younger than myself, but she was very pleasant to have. Someone like that, and they were so lovely to us. They took us around and made us very comfortable in the community, and the church. Everybody in the church opened up.
And the Trinity Church.
Miss Goodwin, Julia Goodwin was so good in every way. Mommy and Miss Goodwin were so very happy together. You know,
uh-huh.
It's very nice.
The Richardsons, were they the owners of the factory, the Richardson? And who was Julia Goodwin?
Julia Goodwin is Hezekiah Goodwin's aunt.
Oh, uh-huh, yes.
Hezzy is really and truly a very nice boy.
Oh, I
interviewed
him.
But he loves to put on an act.
Yes, he does.
That's all he does.
I know him a bit, yes.
And he comes from a very nice family, yes. But he just wants to be a hayseed. That's all makes me mad.
Now, his family dates back, if I recall correctly, the 1600s or 1700s.
Yes, he was taught that their father had pushed that rock down from the mountain, which would go around the old house at the dugway, which of course he didn't.
I beg your pardon?
Which of course he didn't. That's what the children were told.
So you grew up then with Julia Goodman, the Richardson, and Ezekiah. All of you of an age at that time. Uh-huh. What were some of the activities around here that you young people
involved? We had a moving pictures, you know, over in the at the building that is at the foot of the Richardson's property there.
Now,
it's
the Richard,
called,
it was the,
it was
it's what?
It was called the,
That's the red house up there, yeah. Is it? And the Richardsons lived where the gable kind of house is, the big house up there?
That big white house is torn down, I think.
Oh,
now.
It's torn down.
And their house, you can see from my house, see across here.
The Richardson house?
Mm-hmm.
Does that, could you place that for me in relation to the inn or the Sheldon Glassworks, which house?
It's just above Sheldon Glass.
Oh, on the same side as Sheldon?
Across the street.
Across the street from Sheldon.
Up on the top of the hill there.
Uh-huh. And now there's that red house up there. That was the movie house?
Yes.
Yeah.
That is further on. That's right on the main street, isn't it?
Yes.
That's where we had our movies. Redman's Hall.
It was called Redman's Hall.
That's it, mm-hmm. Redman's Hall.
So what kind of movies did you see? Do you recall any?
No.
Were there comics? Does that ring a bell?
They're just the regular thing they have in those days, I suppose. Uh-huh.
Ironworks, were they still functioning then?
Yes. Until a couple of years, they were still working down there. And then suddenly, I've forgotten the year, but there was a big fire, and the blaze went out and everything went down.
Well, the ironworks place itself burnt?
Down the foundry. Foundry.
Now, where was the foundry?
All those nice little houses that are down there now are all part of it, I think.
Yeah, our house on Old Furnace Road was part of the complex.
Yes, they're down there, too.
Down there. Right.
So that's
but the foundry building itself, was that close by here or further up?
I imagine it was on a little bit behind the hotel, which is, you know, the hotel is
the inn here.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, it was in that.
So it was back behind the hotel. Was all right there. Mm-hmm. But it was all in that area there. Uh-huh. There were lots of little buildings.
There still are some in there. Yes, I took a ride through.
Some
there.
Are made into houses and some.
Now, if we were to walk, let us say, starting from the inn, then the foundry would have been in the back. Now there is a building with a high porch with a country real estate sign. What was that building? In other words, it's when you pass the inn on the right side, there's the road that goes to those houses in the back. Then there's this big place with a high porch just before the Sheldon Glassworks. Do you
That's our old store.
That's when?
That was our old store.
Oh, that was an old store?
Yes, the stairs go up on both sides.
That's correct.
To the front porch. That was the store.
A general store.
And they had the best cheese in the world down in their basement.
They didn't make cheese here.
No, they
it was brought
it
in.
There. It was very
good. Was it a general store or?
Mr. Amundson.
Amundson?
You know the name of Amundson?
No, I don't. Would you spell it for me?
A-N-D-S-O-N.
Mm-hmm.
Amundson.
Just as it sounds.
And then, but Mr. Boardman was a partner. So it's Amundson and Boardman had that whole building there that is now used as an apartment house.
Yes.
That was our store. We'd go down every day.
Mm-hmm.
Go over the bridge. It was hot, skip and a jump practically because the boards were getting pretty bad.
Now, just across from that, and perhaps a little to the left, there is a place that was an antique store, an antique place till recently. Was that also?
That was the office.
That was the office of the
foundry.
Foundry. And then there's a little, just a little kind of one room house next to that.
I don't know what that was. Mm-hmm. I know someone wanted to buy that, but they put such a price on it that couldn't get it.
Oh, did two young ladies from Millerton buy it, or they didn't buy it recently?
Well, I don't know who did.
In other words, it was not sold to your
mother. The latest idea was down there.
We met two young ladies that are in printing, and one Italian young lady and a friend of hers from, I think, Virginia. And they said they were negotiating for it.
Oh, fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, then as we go up on the left side then, there's the movie house and the Richardson, and that big house a little further beyond that, still on the left, with all the area around it, and there's a house.
Mr.
Barnum. Oh, now Mr. Barnum was partners with Richardson.
Yes.
What about, let us say, the Casale house? Do you know the house where the Casales lived, Andy Casale?
I know the name so well.
Let's come back first to the Sheldon Glassworks.
Yes.
What was that building? Was it always?
Well, that was the old barbershop.
Oh, that was a barbershop. The Sheldon Glassworks was a barbershop. Mm-hmm. Okay, now then when you go past that barbershop, there's just a little house there where Elsa Brenner was till recently.
Well, all those houses there were built for the working people.
Oh, they were built for
the, just like these down the road here.
On White Hollow?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
All were made for the working people.
And just like where we are on Old Furnace Road, they were also workers' houses. Right. The people who lived in the area, what ethnic background were they?
I guess they were just plain good old Americans.
But like you came from England, did they or their folks?
Well, I came from Philadelphia.
From Philadelphia.
England and here back again, that's all.
Were the Richardson and Barnums?
Richardson had been in college with my brother-in-law, as a matter of fact.
What college?
Yale.
At Yale. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
And Mr. Barnum was more political than anything. I don't know.
I understand he ran for senator, was it, or some office? Yes, but
he was very. I don't know what anything about their family.
They're very nice
people. But I don't know them.
The people who worked in the foundry and the ironworks, what national background were they? Of course, we're all Americans.
That's about what I would say. I don't know.
I never
met him very much. Uh-huh. Scooted by, as you imagine, in 1920.
Right.
They were all in that building there that is now the hotel.
Oh, they lived in that building?
That was used for
the
music.
But let's say in...
People that didn't have wives.
Mm-hmm. The working men. And I know that, for instance, in the house we're in on Old Furnace Road, it was an Italian family, and they worked in the Marcello told me that. Did you know anything about those people? Did you have any contact with them?
Oh, yes. Their son, he's a tall man now, he's Cilio.
Oh, yes.
He's wonderful. He used to help Mommy come fix a furnace, and take care of it. After Daddy died, he was just so careful of her, care of her, because she was alone a great deal.
Oh, yes.
Because I went down to school, you see, to Philadelphia. And then as soon as it was closed, I was up here with her over the summer holidays.
Mm-hmm. Apart from movies, were there any other activities that you participated in the area? How did you spend your time?
They'd have lunch, dinners. They came from the church, you know. All the women of the church would get together and bring their dishes over, and we'd have everybody in town in that movie house,
mm-hmm.
which is the Red House.
Yes.
Upstairs.
Now, what were some of the church activities, for instance, for the young people? I'm thinking in terms of...
They were trying very hard. There weren't many young people. There was just,
even then?
No, very young. Mrs. Atho lived down at the foot of the hill here, and she had two sons and two daughters. And they have gone. One is a nurse and the other one married. Very nice man. He's connected with the... what is that? Well, I can't tell you.
In the area? In the area?
Yours. No, it's one of the... maybe I'll think of this.
Okay, sure. Did the church have any socials where young people were involved, dances or other things of that kind?
We tried.
We tried.
But it wasn't very successful.
Mostly
it was in the town hall. Everything went right up here to the town hall at first.
Oh, where was the town hall?
Well, that's where they moved the big red building.
Oh, that was also the town hall as well as the movie house.
Yes.
Oh, yes, I see. Uh-huh. So I'm really getting a clear picture. tell me this. When did everything disappear? The store went? The post office went?
Well, the post office kept going for some time. This is... we'll have to go and see that lady. She's down there. She's down on the route towards the, down where the big white house is, that big farm, white farm down there.
On White Hollow?
No, on the main road, on
oh,
White
on 112.
From 112.
Going towards Route 7?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
You know, the big barn there. The big house that has the big red barn next to
it. Oh, yes.
And then she is right over here. They were the Lorches. They used to own that place.
What's her name?
Mrs. Lorch.
Is that L-O-R-C-H?
Uh-huh. I don't know whether she could tell you. She kept the post office going to the very end. And she might be able to tell you more.
Good. The post office was the... Which building was that?
Where the post office is? Well, it was first in the big building that is now the apartment house, you know, with the porch going out. That's where everybody met.
I see.
It's a grocery store, post office, everything. And then man came and he opened that building that is down there, but opposite where Mr. Dorset used to live, right across the street from the Dorsets. Do you know where he lived?
No, I don't.
Well, there are three or four of those nice looking houses there, and then the store is right opposite that white building there.
Now, the inn is here, right? And then the where the grocery store was,
you
and
go
the
up
Sheldon
the hill now.
Was, oh,
you
so
go
you go up the hill.
And where the Richardson's comes down to the road, then the next is then there's the that sort of inn, there's the house and then the inn.
Oh yes.
And then the hotel, the post office.
Oh, is that the one where the two show windows are and they're all filled with crockery or
an antique store.
That fixes
that
it.
That was our post office for a long time.
Right.
After we moved from that other building that is now the apartment house.
Uh-huh.
You see, we had both sides. We'd go in and meet there at noon when they brought mail in.
Uh-huh. Now, when you came, the Trinity Church was already here.
Oh, yes.
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 Uh-huh. Is there, do you recall anything that might be of interest, let's say, in this interview from the Trinity Church? Anything that sticks out in your mind? Either one of the pastor or...
Well, we've had a great many that have They're very enjoyable people. We have a new man now.
I like him. I met him. Yes.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
He is, yes.
For 15 years before that, we had Father Howden. And he has gone to England with his wife. Uh-huh. And living over there. I can't think of anything particular.
Did you work in the area at all? Did you find any work in this area?
Oh, for a little while, when Mr. Wallach, you know, Mr. Wallach was here, I sort of was in the downstairs in the sales room, so that I was there.
Now, is that Rolf Wallach? Was his name?
No, his son. That was his son.
Rolf was his son. I knew his son in Wingdale.
You did?
Yes, I did. I gather then that Rolf's business was the same as theirs, right?
Yes,
importing linens.
Yes,
and,
yes.
And what did you do there? Oh, you worked in the sales room?
Just, he had all these things. He had this, and I asked for it one time. I admired it very much.
Right.
All kinds of things in there.
They were all foreign imports.
Yes,
yes.
Scarves that he printed himself,
uh-huh.
And materials.
Uh-huh.
They had material by the yard, hand bought.
Yes, yes, I remember seeing some of that material. Yes,
that was one thing. But then all the other things were imported. These little material things that people would stop in and buy. And, imported from Germany and
Did you ever do anything with your art work? Did anything ever come of that? Schooling?
I worked in New York. I was a fashion artist in New York until I married. And it was late in life. I was around 30 when I got married. I was nearly 40, I guess. Yeah. I quite got there. Anyway, seems to me I look back on it. It's getting on here.
I know what you mean. Was your husband from this area?
He was my uncle's, Mr. Williams, who took me over to England. He was his nephew. And I'd always liked Arthur for many years. And Arthur had a mother, too, that he was looking after. And then when my aunt died, who is my mother, you see.
That's all right. I just want to make sure with it. Yes.
When my aunt died, then he started calling on me, because there would have been eruption, I think.
What was it? Did he live in this area?
No, he's from Long Island.
I see. And then he moved up here.
Yes.
I see.
Came up here. He went back and forth for a long time to live down there and went to work and then with the Warren Webster Company. And then he was taken very ill, went to the hospital, down and had TB, I guess.
Yes.
And they cured him. Not well, and he lived to be 75.
So he did very good.
He actually came back up here.
Did you have any children?
I have a son.
Do you have a son?
We have a son.
Is he still in Lime Rock? Or?
Oh, he's living here with me.
What kind of work does he do?
He's over at I'll say the wrong name. I know. He's in Canaan. He's in one of the.
He's in Canaan.
He's one of the places up there.
What's the type of work?
He's doing. I guess it's more of the artwork.
Artwork. Yes. So he followed.
Yes. He's doing very interesting. You know, things I couldn't even think. All these papers and all.
Were you here when the racetrack came in? Were you? One of the things I'd be interested in, was there any objection to the racetrack at that time? Some people
very
now
object. Very much so. Very much so. We didn't want it put there. Mr. Vail, and I said, well, you're going to have it.
Who was Mr. Vail?
Mr. Vail bought that property down there, I guess, or had he was using it as for a gravel pit for a long time.
Oh, it was gravel. A gravel pit before it was a racetrack.
Yeah, he had it going as an awful racket. Mm-hmm. It wasn't very pleasant.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But and then we let him use our fields to grow corn. So then we put the fence back and left. And he had his racetrack.
Well, when you objected, didn't the town listen to your objections at all?
No one would listen to us.
Were there petitions to the town or anything like that?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. But we just didn't want it. And they had a meeting. I remember there was a meeting, and I don't know whether I got there or didn't go to it. It was at night.
Mm-hmm.
And I very likely didn't go out.
Mm-hmm.
They had a meeting against it, and Mr. Vail said, well, you're going to have it. So that's all. We should do it.
Why did he have so much power?
He had the property.
That was his property.
And he could.
But the town had to give him permission, right?
I suppose so. Yeah. He ran his races up there.
Mm-hmm.
And this was just a dirt road.
Mm-hmm.
And now they have made it double width, wide enough to go in and out.
Yes.
With cars and ways and the dust used to be.
Is it, we're not too much bothered where we are, but I know that some people in Falls Village are awful, and I know on a Saturday at the Casales when we used to visit, couldn't hear a thing. How do you find it here?
Well, it got so much better at the beginning. I don't think we had so many trees growing, and it would hit the mountain and come right down on us. We just simply came in and stayed in the house. And now we've got either accustomed to it or something. But these people are really making more noise.
They're making more noise?
They're making more noise.
And they're trying to increase it now, too.
Yeah.
That house that is up on the corner where you turn onto White Hollow Road
The white one? The white house.
Yeah. Where they're now terracing behind that.
It was Carrie Richardson's house.
Oh, and who was she?
She was Mr. Richardson's aunt.
Uh-huh.
And she'd never been to a movie. I couldn't believe it when I was young.
You mean she went through her life without going to a movie?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There weren't many movies, I guess, around in those days.
What happened when she gave up the house? Did it?
She died.
She died.
And then it was taken over by the Semantics for a while.
Oh, that was an institute of Semantics.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Really bad.
Uh-huh. Was that successful?
I don't know. They were very, very close about that. Yeah. Uh-huh. They put a fence around themselves, you know. And now they've taken the fence down. These people have taken it down, and you can see around the corner as you're coming around. No more big accidents.
What was the Semantics? Was that a school or?
I haven't the vaguest idea. Any time you ask, they said you wouldn't understand.
My goodness.
So do you feel.
Did Lime Rock have a separate town council, a separate, head of government, so to speak, here?
No. We're Salisbury.
Always part of
Salisbury.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a building that was a school over here, right in Lime Rock. On 112 used to be a school. Did you know anything about that one-room schoolhouse? As you go White Hollow Road to 112 and you turn left on the left-hand side.
Oh, you mean the schoolhouse is right down. That was that became a dress shop.
Oh, at the school?
First the school for all the children around here. anyone in town, they all went to school there.
And then it became a dress shop. And now you probably were here when they started the high school.
Yeah. My mother wanted it very badly here, but I'm glad they put it where it is, because it's much better.
Oh, that's a nice spot.
It's such a big place.
Yes, it is.
Spacious. They can do as a feel like.
What else do you recall about Lime Rock? Are there any things that stick out in your memory?
No. Except that one amusing little thing was that Marjorie Richardson was the kid, I guess, about the small town. And she said, well, it's such a lovely place. So, of course, some carriages go by. Oh, dear. Quite nice. And they had that bandstand there.
Where was the bandstand?
That was opposite their entrance to the, about where the red building is.
Where the movie house.
Right across that there. Was the bandstand.
How often did the band play?
Well, I was here. They had stopped by that time.
Oh, yeah.
It was torn down later. I was sorry to see it go, though, because I always felt so...
Yes.
Kindly towards.
Yes. Yeah,
But then, I guess, enjoyed doing it, playing the different instruments.
You never heard a band concert there?
No.
It was already gone. Yeah. You would have been here during one of the big events in our history, which is the Depression, right? In the 30s, the Great Depression. Do you recall at all how that affected the area here?
Well, there was a time when there was a man that came over here with a wagon for meat. He had his meat wagon, and he'd drive right up to the door and wait there. And then there was another man that came around with groceries and vegetables, and I'd buy from him, too. And they're all gone. They don't come back anymore.
Now, in other words, they did that even though there was a general store in town.
There wasn't anything.
Oh, there wasn't anything.
See.
Oh, it already...
It was a store, but it didn't have vegetable in it.
Oh.
It was small, and everybody met.
Do you recall approximately when the general store went out of business?
Well, I think it was on 4th of July, and they all ate some spoiled turkey, I think, or something or other, or vegetable or something. And the son-in-law didn't eat it. But what is his precious name now? Do you know?
I didn't know.
Ran the store.
Now that was on board.
Lyons.
Oh,
Lyons.
Mr. Lyons?
Lyons.
Lyons. L-Y-O-N-S.
Yes, Lyons. He ran the store, and he had turmoil poisoning, and I think after that, I don't know whether he died from that or not, but they were all very ill from it, except his son-in-law, who ran the store for quite a while after that. He was very good at it. And when they closed it.
Would that be in the 30s, approximately, sometime in the 30s? Mm-hmm. In the 30s, yes.
Mm-hmm. I was doing all right.
Do you recall anything else about the Depression hitting this area? Was there hard times here, or like there were in the cities, let's say?
You know, I was away.
Oh, you were down?
I went down to, I started working in there. I guess in those days. Mm-hmm. I was down in New York. I came up every weekend.
Next to us, a little ways down the road, is Mrs. Worthington, Jim and Grace Worthington. Jim died. And their uncle was an artist. And I understand that in the late 1920s, was it, that there were a good many artists in this area?
Yeah.
Could you tell me about that?
I tried to get part of it. I had quite a little community here on the holidays. What's his name now? Oh, that brain of mine, how it goes.
All of us.
It's a common thing when you try to think.
Was he an artist in the area?
Yes, he was a very fine artist.
Would that be the man that that I'm referring to who lived on Old Furnace Road?
Yes.
I don't remember his name. Somebody gave me his name and it slips my mind this moment. But he was an uncle to Jim Worthington, who then took over the house. And I've seen some of his paintings, by the way.
Bernard Wall.
Bernard Wall?
Yes.
How do you spell his last name?
W-A-L-L.
W-A-L-L.
C is one of his paintings.
Oh. So, Venus Thompson, who lived in Paulsville, died, but formerly lived, his father lived in this area.
In the same house that Dennis lived in his father's house.
And his father was also a well-known artist.
Yes,
you said.
He was.
So that there were many artists. Why did they leave the area, or did they?
Well, there's a lady that Mrs. C.B. Falls, who is in Falls Village. Her husband was a very well-known artist too. And they came, and. Then there was some other people here. I know their names too very well. Okay. But they opened a business of printed materials. He had all that going, but then he went too. That was Mr.
Well, it'll come back later.
Terrible.
My wife also always says when that happens to her that, well, I'll call you at 3 in the morning when it comes to me.
Mrs. Falls, with her husband, he was an artist too, but she is down in New York and she isn't very well. She's sort of pulling through. Down there. He died many years ago.
Why
he was C.B. Falls, his name was. And then there was the other artists, a number of artists.
What brought so many artists up here? Why did they come here?
Maybe the same as just the reason we came. My father wanted to find a place to live, and they came up into this neighborhood and liked it. So maybe they did too.
The same thing.
Because we all sort of felt we were the original.
When you were in your late teens here when you came up, were there any games that you played, or was the lake available at that time for swimming? You did a lot of swimming and boating and things like that?
Well, I didn't, because I never was fond of water. But my mother was enjoyed getting young people together, and she'd get everybody around this table all playing games. It was the loveliest thing. We all look back on it and wonder how in the world she did it.
What kind of games were they?
Hearts
and
Old Maid and everything.
Right.
All the young people get together. And then we'd turn the Victrola on and roll up all the carpets and dance. Mm-hmm. My cousin was here, and she was a live wire. I'm not like her. She'd get every boy and girl around, have them in a few minutes, but I'm not that type. Mm-hmm.
Very good. Good for her.
Yeah,
it's good to have
she
that.
She did. She had them all here. We had lots of fun.
A few years ago, there was an incident. I'm not too well acquainted with it, but I recall reading about it in the Lakeville Journal, that somebody burnt a cross on some property. And cross was, you know, like the Ku Klux Klan used to. Mm-hmm. Are you acquainted with, did you hear it? No.
No,
I'm trying to trace that. I heard about that. I never have gotten the straight of that.
Well, I didn't hear about it. We're going.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Now, one of the questions I have here is, how have things changed in Lime Rock since the time you came, and, you know, let's say 50 years ago or 40 years ago? What are the big changes here, would you say?
Well, people have come and gone, and it's gotten that little community down there by the hotel. There's a little community going now. It's very nice.
Oh, that is going now?
Yes, you know, everyone down there, they have lots of little houses.
Oh, you mean where people, the behind the
on the lower level down there, though. Quite a number of houses.
Well, do they have activities, or?
No, everybody just seems to come here and just live quietly.
Just live quietly.
Go racing over the lake, or Canaan, or Salisbury to stop.
Right, yeah. Yeah, that's...
There was a time when they had a man that came around with a meat wagon and another one that came with his groceries.
Uh-huh.
And it was really very nice when they did that.
Came right up to your door.
Came up to your door.
That was convenient.
So it was convenient, yeah.
Was there much participation at any time by yourself or your neighbors in town hall activities, or you go to town hall meetings or things like that?
We used to have put on little shows sometimes.
Oh.
I sang "Yes, We Have No Bananas." We're dressed as an Italian with a black mustache.
Mm-hmm. where did you do these shows?
Up on the stage of
okay.
The
movie house?
In the community house.
Oh, yes.
And we'd have dances up there. People would come from all around, you know, and have the band, whoever had bands in those days, I don't know who
they were. Were they local people?
Just people that had local bands,
yeah.
I suppose.
Yeah. I was told that there was, a French-Canadian group that worked in the... foundry, who used to live behind us on that hill. Did you know anything about that? They used to sing at night, build fires up there, and have. No, I was there. Someone told me about. I think it was Chilio that mentioned.
Oh, well,
that.
Chilio would go.
Yeah.